हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवायम्। पुण्योगन्ता पृथिवीं चं तेजसस्मि विभावशो जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपस्सस्मि तपस्विशो। पुण्योगन्ता पृथिवीं चं तेजसस्मि विभावशो जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपस्सस्मि तपस्विशो। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। आई एम द ओरिजिनल फ्रैग्रेंस ऑफ द अर्थ एंड आई एम द हीट इन फायर। आई एम द लाइफ ऑफ ऑल दैट लिव्स एंड आई एम द पेनेंस ऑफ ऑल असेटिक। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकयं चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्किति नामिनं। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाशाददेशधारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुतिं। तत्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। समटाइम पीपल आस्क द क्वेश्चन इफ कृष्णा इज अ गॉड देन व्हाई लेस पीपल आर वर्शिपिंग कृष्णा। सो दिस क्वेश्चन समटाइम पीपल विल आस्क। सो आंसर टू दिस क्वेश्चन इज दैट it is appears like less people are worshipping, but actually that is not the true. Even if you consider that less people are worshipping, we cannot decide based on how many number of people are worshipping Krishna. In that case, if you see, only we can make a cinema star and cricket star as a god, because more number of people are worshipping nowadays cricket star and cinema star. In that aspect, if you see, we can make all cricket star and cinema star as a god. So that is not the aspect. Even if you see in that angle also, if you see, just like a fish market is there and a diamond shop is there, how many people go to the diamond shop and how many people go to the fish shop, fish market? Thousands and thousands of people, they go to the fish market, but the diamond shop, hardly anyone goes, hardly anyone. It does not mean that the fish market, fish is more valuable than the diamond. So to buy a diamond, you require more money is required. To buy a fish, you need very small fields is required, 100 rupees, 200 rupees, that's all it's required. But they, to buy a diamond, it's required a lot of money. So similarly, to worship the Supreme Lord, it is not easy, it is not ordinary. Just like a diamond shop, you need a lot of money. Similarly, to worship Krishna, one required the lot of punya. Esam tu gantakatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Krishna says, once all the sinful are eradicated, once he become completely pure, all the sins are gone, then he will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Unless he will not worship. Even if you and sinful people, they cannot even chant the holy name of Krishna. If you say Hare Krishna also, they cannot say. Even they cannot read Bhagavad Gita. Even if you go and tell them, sir, you please buy Bhagavad Gita, they will say, I don't have money. Then if you say, okay sir, no problem, you just read Bhagavad Gita, and then they will say, no time sir, no time. But if you buy Bhagavad Gita, it is only 175 rupees or 200 rupees only. It is for lifelong. Even if you go to hotel, one time you take breakfast, 200 rupees. I don't think so, even 200 rupees is enough for taking breakfast. maybe it's required more. So only 175 rupees or 200 rupees, they say no money. But if you go and see them, they will be reading a newspaper. They will buy a newspaper. I think cost of the newspaper, I think 3 rupees or 4 rupees, I think, I don't know. Since I'm not reading, I don't know exactly. But I think maybe 3 rupees or 4 rupees. So if you see in a monthly, 120 rupees, at least 120 to 150 rupees is required for the newspaper. So 12 months, it is required more than 2000 rupees per year. The ordinary man, he is spending at least 2000 rupees minimum for the newspaper. So if he is reading for 50 years, in 50 into 2, 1 lakh rupees very easily gone for simply reading newspaper. But if you buy Bhagavad Gita, only 175 rupees or 200 rupees, it will be for lifelong. Lifelong, it will give a light for us. But these people, they give more important to the newspaper and less important to the Bhagavad Gita. That means they have committed so much of sinful activities, that's why they are unable to approach Bhagavad Gita. They will say no time, but if you see, they will be reading newspaper. So that means the person who is not pure enough, they will not be able to take up Krishna or worship Krishna consciousness. So this is the one way. The fish market is there, diamond market is there. The diamond, the less people are going, but even though less people are going, it is more valuable. This is the one way we can understand. Even if you say, no, we will not agree. If more people are worshipping, then we will consider Krishna is a God. So even if you consider in that aspect, if you see in this creation, Krishna mentioned that the spiritual world is a 75% and this material creation is only 25%. If you now you see 75% is a spiritual world, the Vaikuntha planet. In the Vaikuntha planet, 100% people are Krishna Bhaktas. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, person who is a Krishna Bhakta, he only go to the spiritual planet, Vaikuntha Loka. So 75% is covered there only. Balance 25% in this material world. There are some people are worshipping Krishna. There are some percentages there. Then if you see, there is a Satya Loka, Brahmaji is there. In that planet, everyone, mostly 90% of the people, they worship Krishna, Vishnu. Janaloka, Maharaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, all this upper planet system, they worship Krishna only, Vishnu only. So even if you consider that also, it is easily more than 75% of the people in this total creation, they are worshipping God. Now you see, it is, even though it is appears like less people are worshipping, but when you take it in an overall picture, then lot of people are, more than 70 to 85% of the people, they are worshipping directly. Directly they are worshipping, engaged in the devotional service. So as a conclusion, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is a supreme personality of Godhead. In this shloka, Krishna 7.9, even in a previous shloka, say Krishna says, Apsoham Rava. Apsoham, Rasoham, Apsu Kauntaya, I am the taste of the water, light of the sun and the moon, symbol, home in the Vedic mantra, I am the sound in the ether and ability in man. Krishna explained in this way. So this is, as we discussed yesterday, this is the gradual process. One can understand that God is everywhere. As Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabaho mattat sarvam pravarte. Krishna says, I am in everywhere. So Krishna here gradually he is explaining how he is pervading in everywhere. In this shloka, Krishna says, he is the fragrance in the earth, then heat in the fire, life of all that lives, then penance of all ascetic. This way Krishna says four things in this shloka. To Srila Prabhupada says, to understand God, it is not at all difficult, it is very easy. But actually, unfortunately, we don't want. That is our diseased condition. We actually don't want. Even if Krishna comes and saw he is a form, he will close eyes. And no, I don't want to see. I don't want to see. God, I don't want to see. So that is our disease. So even if you say, sorry, go to the temple, they will reject it. They will reject it. Then Srila Prabhupada says, okay, if you are not going to the temple, no problem. Just when you are drinking water, rasoham of Kaunteya, you just remember what is the harm in that. Remembering Krishna. He's a very nice. So there is no loss. What is a loss? There is a no loss, but the gain is so much. Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnaho Smaranam Pada Sevanam Marchanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivetanam. Now, nine type of devotional service Prahlad Maharaj explained. That one type of devotional service is a Smaranam. Smaranam means remembering the Supreme Personality of God. When we are drinking, if we remember Rasoham of Kunteya, Krishna is in the taste of water, then that is a Smarana. Then we are doing a pure devotional service. Then we will gradually we will get a pure. So in this way, gradual process is Krishna is trying to explain here. So here he says a fragrance of the earth. So everything in this material world, there is a fragrance. If you take it, there is a fragrance in the earth. So since there is a fragrance in the earth, that's why the flower also, the fragrance is coming. So if the earth is, there is no fragrance in the earth, then there will not, definitely there will not be any fragrance in the flower. How come? It will be like a plastic flower. You see, because this actually the flower, it is a sprouting from the earth. Since the earth is having the fragrance, as Krishna says, this is a shloka, fragrance in the earth. So that's why the flower also is getting the fragrance. So not only the earth, even earth, water, fire, air, everything, there is a smell. If you go to nearby the fire, you will get some smell. If you go to nearby the water also there is a smell is there. In the earth, definitely smell is there. Even in the air also, there is some smell is there. So in this way, fragrance is there. That fragrance is, Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth, everything. Then specifically we can feel that this fragrance during the rainy season. Now, when the rain is starting, that time the few drops of water, it will go and touch the mud. When as soon as it is touches, then very nice, wonderful aroma, it will come from the earth. Now, where is the earth question? Everywhere is a concrete jungle, concrete, asphalt road, and everywhere becomes city. Where is the? Now, we cannot, even if you give this example, I am the fragrance of the earth, people will ask the question, where is the earth? Now, everything is covered with the concrete and asphalt. That's why not even the water is not percolating inside. It is not going inside the mud. If it is not going inside the mud, this is the actually completely people are so ignorant. Because this when the rain comes, this water is not percolating inside. When the water is not percolating inside, because we covered with a concrete and asphalt and everything, this water is, instead of going in the earth, it is going in the ocean, it is become waste. If you see, if it is going inside the earth, what will happen? When you do the borehole, then water will come. Now, since all the waters are going in the ocean, your people are now, they are putting a hole for the borewell for 500 meters, 600 meters, 700 meters. In this way, they were actually going very deep. Where the water will come, all the waters are going in the ocean. So the point is that when the rain comes, there is a very wonderful aroma will come. That aroma is the, Krishna says, that fragrance, I am the fragrance of the earth. Then Krishna further says, heat in the fire. If you see, the heat, without heat, we cannot run any factory. If you see, any factory is required the fire. Without the fire, manufacturing, so many, this iron, so many things. Even if you are producing a car, when this metal comes, you have to heat it to reform that metal, you need the fire. So that fire in the factory, we cannot produce if there is no heat in that fire. So even to cook, with the basic necessities for the life, we need to do the cooking. That cooking, the fire is required. In that fire, Krishna says, I am the heat. Heat in the fire, that is the Krishna. After that, if you see, in our digestion required the fire. Krishna says in further also, I am the heat in digesting fire. There are many fire is there inside our belly. that belly, because Krishna is there as a heat. Whatever we send, there's a food and everything getting digested, everything, because there is a fire. If it is any indigestion, that means the fire is less in our stomach. You see, the Krishna is very nicely. That's why doctor says you don't drink water while you are eating. While you are eating, they say don't drink, because there is a fire in the stomach. Krishna says here very clearly, I am the heat in the fire. Krishna says is there as a heat. So when you drink the water, then the fire will get extinguished. When the fire is getting extinguished, then what will happen? Whatever we eat, it will not be get digested. So that's why people are saying don't drink water. Then we should not eat cold items also. Srila Prabhupada also says we should always take the food, at least, you know, it should be warm. So that means as soon as we cook, we should offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, and we should take this prasadam immediately. Immediately we should take as much as possible, or at least we should take it in a warm. This does not mean we have to go and put it in a microwave and then eat it. Microwave is very, very dangerous, as many people are saying. You can go and search about the microwave, and it is a very, very danger also. So simply we should not, certain food, it is mentioned that the rice, if you go and reheat it, it will become poison. You see, the sambar, rasam, we can heat it. But if you go and reheat this rice and reheat this all the leaves items, it will become the poison. It is mentioned in the Ayurveda. So we should not heat certain items. So as much as possible, we should take it in a, as if it is the, it is in the warm. So if you are taking in a heat, that rice also, the food, what will happen? Then it will be, it is a very easy to digest. That digestion, it's required the heat. That heat, Krishna says, I am the heat in the fire. So after that, Krishna says, life of all the leaves. The person, the many people, everyone is living in this material world. Krishna says that life here, that life here, Krishna says, I am that life here. By the mercy of Krishna, we can extend or reduce our duration of life also. So in this way, Krishna is there as a life here, then as a tapasya. Krishna says, among the, I am the penance of all ascetic, the tapasya, the person who is doing tapasya. Krishna says, I am that ascetic. The tapasya means actually should be voluntarily, we should accept some unfavorable conditions. Tapasya means, that is a tapasya, means to find out Krishna. The purpose of tapasya is to find out Krishna. If you see the yogis, many people in Himalayas, they will make a fire around them, then they will be sitting inside, then they will be meditating. That is a great tapasya for controlling the senses. Then sometimes if it is a cold season, they will put the eyes, and the eyes cubicles, then they will be sitting inside, then they will be meditating. So that is a great tapasya. Whether cold or heat, they will be sitting. Then it is mentioned, the ladies, they have to cook in the kitchen. During the summer season, it is very difficult to go inside the kitchen and cook. But still, they go and cook. That is actually one kind of tapasya. Then getting early in the morning for all the devotees, they will get up early in the morning, they will do worship the Supreme Lord, then they will meditate, they will be chanting, they will be reading. So that is a great tapasya. Everybody wanted to sleep in the morning, but the devotees, they are getting up early in the morning, then they will be doing all these auspicious activities. As soon as we get up in the early morning, we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then even beget a child, also great tapasya. The mother go through a lot of pain and produce a child. So while we are doing a tapasya, it is actually very difficult. But once we complete the tapasya, then it is a very, very joyful. We will get it. So tapasya means it is voluntarily accepting some unfavorable condition. So this kind of tapasya should be for the spiritual realization. It should not be for some material. We should sacrifice ourselves for the purpose of the self-realization. So once we do the tapasya for self-realization, then it will purify. The next birth will be very, very perfect, very, very good. We can go to Vaikuntha planet also. So as a conclusion, in this sloka, Krishna says, he is a fragrance in the earth, and then lives of all the leaves, then he is a heat in the fire, then he is the penance of all the ascetic. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच। योर हम्बल सर्वेंट रसिका गोविंद दास। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरि ओम तत्सत।